When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to the deep dive. If you need to get quickly, thoroughly, and maybe surprisingly well-informed on the trends really shaking up crypto right now, you've definitely come to the right place.
Yeah, absolutely. Today, we're focusing on just, well, pure market frenzy. This huge new meme supercycle that's completely taking over the BNB chain.
And we're not talking small gains. We're seeing documented returns, like over 600 times your money. Tokens hitting $200 million market caps in just days.
It's pretty wild. But here's the real kicker, the thing that makes this deep dive so crucial. Our sources are saying this cycle isn't just faster, not just more profitable.
It's predictable. Is that right?
For the first time, yeah. Predictable, if you know where to look, that is.
Okay, so that's our mission today. We're going to peel back the curtain, show you exactly how the pros are reading this chaos.
Exactly. We'll unpack the whole thing, starting with those, you know, subtle social signals that kick it all off.
Right down to the hard on-chain data. The stuff smart money uses to get in ahead of everyone else.
That's the plan. How they position themselves maybe hours before the big retail wave hits.
Okay, let's get into it. We've all seen hype cycles before, right? Solana had its meme summer, Ethereum had its moments.
Mm-hmm.
But the sources we looked at argue this BNB cycle is, well, fundamentally different. Less organic, maybe?
Yeah, it seems less about stumbling onto something cool and more about, like, centralized power, huge amounts of liquidity, and really tight narrative control.
And that control starts with something you called the CZ Catalyst.
Yeah, the CZ Catalyst. It really highlights just how much impact one single influential figure can have almost immediately. It changes the game for how tokens launch.
It's like a soft shill you mentioned. That feels like the perfect description.
Totally. Because, you know, the sources are clear. CZ, the Binance founder, he doesn't need to put out a press release or officially endorse anything.
No formal announcement needed?
Nope. Just a subtle sign. Maybe a simple, like, on X or interacting with some cartoon meme avatar. And that's enough. It sets off a massive reaction.
The leverage there is just staggering.
Astronomical, yeah. We saw it with the token PALU. An interaction gets linked to it, and bam, market cap flies past $100 million.
In less than a day.
Wow.
And then, not long after, another one. Token just called 4. That one went past $200 million.
Incredible. It just shows, when you've got that concentrated liquidity and a strong story, influence works like rocket fuel.
It really does.
I have to jump in here, though. Doesn't that kind of, you know, concentrated power fly in the face of the whole decentralization idea in crypto?
That's a fair question. Definitely.
I mean, one person's social media click basically dictating the direction of a whole chain's economy and culture.
It absolutely raises that question. But looking at it from a market perspective right now, the market seems less concerned with ethos and more with, well, efficiency and profit.
Fair point. Pragmatism wins.
And what's really fascinating is how that signal travels, how it actually moves hundreds of millions of dollars. Our sources map out a pretty precise three-step chain reaction.
Okay, lay it out for us. How does a single like become, you know, instant market reality? Right. So, step one, KOL amplification. Key opinion leaders think mid-tier accounts hungry for engagement. They sniff out that subtle signal almost instantly.
They're not analyzing fundamentals. They're farming the attention.
Exactly. They just amplify the narrative, push it hard to their followers, get the ball rolling.
Which perfectly tees up step two, right? The retail swarm.
You got it. Classic FOMO, but like supercharged. It's global now. Huge Telegram groups, TikTok, especially those big Chinese trading circles. They all pile in thinking they're still early.
They feel the momentum building.
Yeah, they chase it.
Yeah.
But here's the insight, maybe, for you listening. Step three, smart money follows. The really sophisticated players, whale wallets. They're not waiting for the TikTok trend.
They're moving earlier.
Much earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They track that initial amplification from the mid-tier KOLs, and they snipe positions. They front-run that second retail wave.
So by the time most people see the meme trending everywhere,
the smart money is already starting to take profits, locking it in.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting for me, because the narrative isn't just, oh, look, memes are popular. It's framed as part of Binance's actual strategy.
Yes, more than just a happy accident. It seems quite calculated.
A deliberate playbook.
Seems like it. You have to remember, BNB Chain, historically, it kind of lagged behind Solana or Ethereum when it came to, like, vibrant meme culture.
Right. Solana had that massive meme summer, drove tons of users.
Exactly. So Binance looks like they're actively trying to fix that. Catch up, maybe even lead.
By making memes part of their core system.
That's the idea. They're integrating these meme tokens right into the liquidity stack. It positions BNB, their own token, as the fuel needed for this whole new engine.
So memes become like an onboarding tool.
Yeah.
A funnel to get people into their ecosystem.
A really effective one, it seems. If you look at the strategic wins for them, the system makes sense. First, you get this volume flywheel.
Yeah.
Coken's like four. They suddenly dominate the DAX volume charts. That brings a ton of sustained trading activity onto the BNB chain itself.
Okay, makes sense. More activity.
Then second, you get the ecosystem lift directly. Assets like BNB itself or Cake from PancakeSwap, they benefit from all that speculative flow.
Because every trade uses BNB for gas fees, right?
Precisely. So every meme coin flip increases BNB's utility, its perceived value, burns some supply too, potentially.
Got it. And the third benefit?
The narrative moat. This is maybe the cleverest part, with CZ acting as this meta meme source.
The ultimate influencer.
Kind of, yeah. Binance effectively controls the cultural direction of their chain. It's like they own the main attraction at the theme park, and everyone needs their park currency, BNB, to ride it.
Using fun and memes to drive serious economic outcome.
Exactly. Spectacle driving strategy.
Okay, speaking of serious outcomes, let's shift to the alpha. The proof that this isn't just pure gambling, that there's a predictable element, we have to talk about that trade.
Ah, yes. The famous one. The $3,000 that turned into almost $2 million. On token four?
A 630 times return. That's just mind-bending.
It really is. But the key takeaway from the sources isn't, wow, lucky guy. It's that this was apparently a repeatable pattern.
Repeatable? How?
It came down to data plus timing plus narrative. A formula, almost.
Okay, so now we're getting into how serious traders predict these pumps.
Here.
Using on-chain data, right? You mentioned av.ai data as an example.
Exactly. These platforms provide the tools. Now, you mentioned av.ai, a quick point there. Some platforms are even labeling wallets, right? Wallets with a history of wins.
Yeah, I saw that. Alpha wallets. But hang on, isn't there a risk there? Couldn't that data itself be, like, front-run by the platform owners or the earliest whales?
That's a valid concern. It's why the system operates in layers, you could say. The raw data might come from one place, but the signals are available to subscribers who know how to interpret them.
So it's about reading the signs before they become obvious news.
Precisely. While the crowd chases the meme after it's viral, the traders using these tools might get a crucial 10 to 20 minute window. They see the pre-pump mechanics.
And there are specific signals they look for? You said four?
Yeah, four key signals that give that edge.
Okay, let's dive into those. This is the real alpha for listeners. What's signal number one?
Signal one is whale accumulation patterns. Pretty straightforward. These are those alpha wallets we just mentioned. Accounts with a proven track record over multiple cycles of getting into these plays early.
So you track them.
You track their activity.
Yeah.
If a cluster of these reliable wallets starts accumulating a new unknown meme token hours before it gets any social media buzz, that's a huge early flag, a very strong signal.
Got it. So you're watching the smart money's moves, not the token itself initially. What about timing the actual pump?
That leads to signal number two, social velocity leading price lag. It sounds technical, but the idea is simple. Good correlation tools track mentions from those tier two KOLs, the amplifiers.
The ones who kick things off.
Right. Yeah. And the data shows this consistent pattern. The token often starts its big breakout move only 10 to 20 minutes after a sudden burst of high engagement mentions from them.
10 to 20 minutes. That's a tiny window.
It's incredibly tight. But that's often the difference between a 10x gain and, well, becoming someone else's exit liquidity. Nailing that timing is crucial.
Okay, that's super specific. Now, you mentioned liquidity earlier. What are the machine-readable signs that a big liquidity event is imminent?
Signal number three. The liquidity pulse and slippage alerts. You start seeing sudden jumps in slippage. That means large orders are hitting a thin market.
Okay, big buyers trying to get in.
Yeah, but even more critical is watching for concentrated LP creation.
Can you break that down? Concentrated LP creation, what does that look like practically?
Sure. So imagine a brand new token launches on a DX. Initially, maybe there's only, say, $10,000 total liquidity. Very thin.
Right. Easy to move the price.
Exactly. Concentrated LP creation is when, suddenly, Just a few wallets add a lot more liquidity, maybe another $100,000 or more. And critically, they set tight price ranges for their liquidity positions.
Ah, so they're providing deep liquidity, but only within a narrow band.
Precisely. It's a strong sign that major players are stepping in, preparing the ground. They're essentially building a launch pad to absorb incoming volume and maybe control the initial price action. Good platforms detect that abnormal spike in LP creation instantly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Building the foundation before the rocket launches. What's the last signal?
Signal number 4, smart money portfolio overlaps. This one is all about spotting coordination.
How so?
Instead of just tracking one alpha wallet, analysts look for clusters of wallets, wallets that often move together or are linked somehow, accumulating multiple different new meme coins around the same time.
So if the same group is betting on several new projects at once?
It strongly suggests a coordinated campaign, maybe a marketing push or planned liquidity injections across several tokens. And the data apparently shows that following those specific clusters has had like an over 80% win rate historically.
Wow. Okay, that really shifts the perspective. Mm-hmm. It's less like gambling on a meme and more like calculated betting based on observable coordinated behavior.
That's the idea. Reading the players, not just the cards.
So connecting this back, What does all this frenzy mean for the bigger BNB ecosystem? It's not happening in a vacuum, right?
Not at all. Some analysts we looked at believe this whole super cycle, the users, the liquidity, the sheer volume, could actually be the tailwind that helps push BNB itself towards, well, some are saying $1,500.
$1,500, that's a big target.
Right.
Why would meme coin activity specifically drive the main chain token so hard? Is it just sentiment?
It's more technical than just sentiment, actually. Think about the chain activity. All these high-volume meme trades generate a ton of transaction fees on the BNB chain.
And BNB has that burning mechanism tied to fees.
Exactly. So sustained high volume directly leads to more BNB being burned, creating deflationary pressure on the supply. The meme frenzy directly feeds the core utility and tokenomics of BNB.
Interesting. The sideshow fuels the main event. But this brings us squarely to risk, doesn't it?
Absolutely. These are incredibly asymmetric bets. The sources are very clear. That line between a 650x return and losing everything, it often comes down entirely to timing and discipline.
Get in early, get out before the music stops.
Pretty much. It's the ultimate attention economy casino. And if you're going to play in that casino, you absolutely need rules.
Okay, so based on all this analysis, what are the actionable takeaways? If someone listening wants to navigate this, what should they keep in mind? We just distilled 5 points, right?
Yeah, 5 key things. Number 1, track those early signals. Really focus on the social velocity before it peaks. Watch those known alpha wallets. Look for that concentrated LP formation. They lead price.
You trigger the signals, not the meme itself.
Precisely. Number 2, don't chase the pump. Seriously. If the meme is already everywhere, trending on Twitter on the front page, you're probably late.
You risk becoming exit liquidity.
Almost certainly. The big money was made before that peak narrative hit.
Okay. Number 3.
Use advanced tools. Get that data edge. The days of just betting on a funny picture are long gone, if they ever existed for serious players. You need platforms tracking smart money, giving you those slippage and LP alerts.
Information is power. Number 4.
Size intelligently. This is crucial. Treat these trades like options, not investments. They're asymmetric bets. Only risk what you can genuinely afford to lose, aiming for that outsized upside but capping your potential loss.
Don't bet the farm on a meme coin. Makes sense. And finally, number 5.
Follow the ecosystem, not just the individual token. Recognize the bigger picture here. These memes seem to be Binance's strategic user acquisition engine now.
So understand you're participating in a much larger coordinated growth strategy.
Yeah, position yourself with that understanding.
Okay, summing it all up then. The core insight feels pretty profound. Meme coins aren't just a funny sideshow anymore.
Not at all. They've become core liquidity drivers. They're the new battleground, culturally and economically, in crypto.
It feels like we're not just trading jokes or cartoons anymore. We're literally trading attention itself.
That's exactly it. And the data is showing that on the BNB chain, understanding, predicting, and capitalizing on where attention flows, that's become one of the most measurable and potentially profitable games in the space for 2025.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? How do you track and value attention in any market that moves fast? Crypto, stocks, even culture.
A fundamental question for navigating the modern world, maybe.
A really provocative thought to end on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.